안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone. 감사합니다.
강남 교회는 전도할 때 어떻게 전도하면 되냐면은.
You know, in Gangnam Church, when you witness, you have to witness like this.
만일에 당신 우리 교회 오시면.
If you come to our church, you say.
세계 최고의 음악을 들을 수 있다.
You can hear world's best music.
두 번 오려고 하지 마라.
Just don't try to come twice.
너무 놀랍다.
It's so amazing.
제가 그라시아스 음악을 듣는데
when I was listening to the music of Gracias Choir,
오늘 너무 감격스러웠습니다.
This morning it was so touching.
어떻게 저렇게 노래를 부를 수 있는지.
How can they sing so well like that?
날마다 그라시아 새로워지는 것 같습니다.
I think every day Gracias is new.
한 번 더 들었으면 좋겠어요.
I'd like to hear it once more.
예, 너무 은혜롭지요.
This is so graceful, right?
정말 하나님 앞에 감사를 드립니다.
I'm so grateful before God.
오늘 마태복음 4장에 있는 말씀.
They will see the word in Matthew chapter 4.
12절부터 읽겠습니다.
We'll see from verse 12.
마태복음 4장 12절부터 22절까지 읽겠습니다.
Let's read Matthew chapter 4 from verse 12 to verse 22.
찾으셨으면 제가 읽겠습니다.
If you are there, I'll read.
예수께서 요한의 잡힘을 들으시고 갈릴리로 물러가셨다가
when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison and he departed into Galilee.
나사렛을 떠나 스불론과 납달리 지형에 해변에 있는 가브나움에 가서 사시니
And leaving Nazareth he came and dwelt in Capernaum which is upon the sea coast and the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim.
이는 선지자 이사야로 하신 말씀을 이루려 하심이라 일렀어되
And that is might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet saying
스불론 땅과 납달리 땅과 요단강 저편 해변 길과 이방의 갈릴리여
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim by the way of the sea beyond Jordan Galilee of the Gentiles
허감에 앉은 백성이 큰 빛을 보았고 사망의 땅과 그늘에 앉은 자들에게 빛이 비추었도다 하였느니라.
The people which sat in the darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
이때부터 예수께서 비로소 전파에 가라사대 회개하라 천국이 가까웠느니라 하시더라.
From that time Jesus began to preach, say, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
갈릴리 해변 다니시다가 두 형제 곧 베드로라 하는 시몬 그 형제 안드레가 바다에서 그물 던지는 걸 보시니 저희는 어부라.
And Jesus walking by the sea of Galilee saw two brethren Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea for they were fishers.
말씀하여 나를 따라오너라 내가 너희로 살아난 어부가 되게 하리라 하시니.
And he said unto them follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
저희 곧 그물을 버려두고 예수를 쫓으니라.
And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
거기서 더 가시다가 다른 두 형제 세베대의 아들 야고보와 그 형제 요한이 그물 그 부친 세베대 한 가지로 배에서 그물 깁는 것을 보시고 부르시니
And going on from thence he saw two other brethren James the son of Zebedee and John his brother in the ship which Zebedee their father mending their nets and he called them
제 곧와 배와 부친을 버려두고 예수를 쫓으니라
And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him
저는 제가 어릴 때부터 하나님이 택하신 것 같아요.
I think God chose me from my childhood.
물고기 잡는 걸 너무 좋아했고.
And I like to catch fishes.
저들이 저 뭐야 학교 오전 학과 마치면
After the you know morning class, day class,
동생을 데리고 물고기 잡으러 갑니다.
I'll take my brother with me and we'll go catch fishes.
낚시를 뭐 돈 주고 살 수 없으니까 대나무 그 빗자루에서 대나무 하나 뽑아가지고.
You know, because we couldn't buy the net fishing tools, so we took out a bamboo from you know the broom.
투자는 이제 낚시 바늘 두 개나 세 개 사는 겁니다.
So we just buy two or three needles for fishing.
그런 이제 그 실은 없으니까 시멘트 그 부대면 그 실이 옛날부터 질기고 굵으니 그거 써서.
You know, we had no thread, but we had this thread in the you know cement sack, so we would take it out.
웃기는 없으니까 수수깡 깡가지 웃기를 만들고.
So made also make the baits.
그리고 이제 그 낚시 바늘 달아가지고 고기를 잡는 거예요.
Attach the needle into it and it will catch fishes.
고기 잡는 거 참 재미가 있어요.
Making, you know, catching fishes is so fun.
딱 낚시 웃기를 보면 이게 메기다, 붕어다, 뭐 이렇게 딱 알아요.
You know, we can see what we can catch. You know, whether it's you know this type of fish or that type of fish.
메기는 딱 물론 푹푹푹 들어가요.
You know, catfish when it holds it eats the bite, it will go you know deep into like this.
당기면 이런 메기 오면 막 그렇게 기분이 좋아요.
When you pull it, you will see this big catfish.
그래 이제 그 붕어는 딱 정확하게 먹고요.
But you know there are other fishes. They are just they just eat the bait.
아주 신경질 나는 게 있는데.
But there's something very annoying when you fish.
입가만 잠깐 데 웃기면 들리는데 불친 줄 알아요.
Yeah, there's certain fishes which just eat up from the bait, but would actually you know.
막 시들으면은 아무도 걸려가 올라.
But actually eating the you know needle and you would just throw the you would just throw it and shake it like this and you would catch you know any part of the fish.
낚시하기 싫으면 이제 그 뭐냐면 새망이 있어요. 거물로 된 망이 있는데 철사 된 망이 있는데.
And you know when you don't want to fish like that, there's a you know iron you know net.
이제 거기다 딱 물 내 한쪽 가에 딱 대고 구석재 대 뒤에다 이제 손을 딱 받쳐요.
And you put it in one corner of the stream, and you would just hold it with your support with your hands.
반대편은 막 물장구를 치면은.
From other side of the stream, you would just run.
거기가 이쪽으로
the net,
다 들어와요.
And you know they all drive into the net.
근데 그 새 망에 거기가 딱 부딪힐 때는 느낌 있잖아요.
And when you support them, you can feel if the catch is going against the net or not.
딱 들면 거기 탁 뛰는데.
You take up the net, you will see this big fish is in the net.
그것도 싫으면은.
And if you don't like that,
시골에는 그저 논가에 웅덩이가 많아.
You know, in the villages by the you know field, we have this big peat.
방에서 갖다 놓고 종일 퍼내요.
The basket you know draw out the water all day long.
낮에 퍼가지고 신장로 던지면 물고기만 남아요.
At the end, you on the bottom part, you all see fishes.
하나님 저를 목살 되게 하려고 어릴 때부터 물고기 잡는 것부터.
Make me into a pastor. God trained me from my childhood. I think.
베드로는 물고기를 잡는 어부였습니다.
Peter, he was a fisher who caught fishes.
어느 날 보니까.
But one day.
베드로가 그물 안에 들어간 거예요.
One day we can see how Peter was in the net.
예수님 그물에 걸려버렸어요.
He got caught by the net of Jesus.
그게 너무 너무 재미가 있는
and
거예요.
And that is so much fun, right?
베드로가 예수님 그물에 걸려 발버둥 치고 나갈라 발버둥 못 나갔어.
Peter was struggling hard to get out of the net of Jesus, but he couldn't break free.
예수님의 고기가 되어 예수님 그물 안에 든 거예요.
So he became fish of Jesus. He got caught by the net of Jesus.
저들은 요즘 막 그런 걸로 굉장히 마음의 기쁨이 커요.
You know, because of those things, we're so happy and we are filled up with joy in our hearts.
이번에 장선우 형제가 이제 전도지로 떠나가게 되는데.
Recently, this time, Brother Changsun is going to get dispatched as a minister.
좀 잠깐 같이 이야기를 했어.
Yesterday, we had time to talk.
이 형제는 거의 매일 울어요.
This brother, he cries every time.
그냥 이야기하고 그냥 눈물이 줄줄 흘러요.
As he talk, he would shed tears.
자기가 그동안 교회 떠나서 어둡게 살았던 그 삶을 생각하면
When you think about the dark life that he lived after departing from the church,
장선 형제 옛날에 나에게 굉장히 못되게 했어요.
Because Brother Changsun used to be bad against me before.
하여튼 그런데 진짜 하나님이 너무 놀랍게 한 게
But God worked in an amazing way because
그 아들이 선교학교를 왔는데
As one of his sons came to missionary
school. 난 처음에 장선우 형제 아들인지 몰랐어요.
In the beginning, I didn't know that he was
내가
his son.
내가 너무 진실한 거예요.
He was so sincere.
근데 이제 그 전도에 나기 전에 결혼을 하는데.
Before getting dispatched, he had to get married.
자기 아버지 이야기를 한 거예요.
He talked about his father.
이제 그 아버지가 슬슬 마음을 바꾸기 시작하는 거예요.
His father began to change his heart gradually.
결혼식 이제 전에 상견례를 한다고 왔는데.
But before the marriage, the parents had to meet one another.
저희들 교회에 왔어요.
They came to our church.
우리 교회를 그때 난생 처음 본 것 같아요.
And that's I think when he saw our church for the first time. I
우리
believe.
세계를 보고 너무 깜짝 놀란 거.
After discovering our world, he was so surprised. But still, he didn't have his heart open until then.
아무것도 없었어요.
I didn't do anything to make him open his heart.
근데 이 형제 속에 성령이 그 형제를 끌어가는 것만 너무 신기한 거예요.
But from within, when I see how the Holy Spirit leads his heart, it's so amazing.
요즘 이제 우리 교회 이제 새로운 혁신을 하기 위해서.
Now this time we're going to do this new innovation in our church.
우리 교회 오랫동안 사역했던 나이 많은 사역자 지금 교육을 하고 있어요.
We're training these, you know, old pastors who passed long in our church.
이론은 확
You know, they know good theory.
근데 마음이 그 마음 속에 없는 거예요.
But heart-wise, they are not in it.
저도 고생스럽고.
So it makes me suffer too.
본인도 고생스럽고.
And they suffer too.
이런 일들을 저들이 계속 하고 있어요.
So we keep on doing this kind of thing.
근데 제가 이렇게 생각하면 할수록 하나님께 감사하는 것이.
But the more I think about it, I'm thankful before God because
형제들 속에 저는 주님이 하신 내가 인간으로 말미암아 되어진 아니라는 것을 너무 분명히 느껴.
In our brothers, I can strongly feel that this is not Him doing it, but this is God doing it in Him.
하나님이 택하신 사람들 이렇게 이끌고 가시는구나.
So I can see how God is leading these people that He chose.
특히 이제 박영준이나 이정도.
Especially Youngjun Park and Jeongdo Lee.
그 두 사람 피지에 가가지고.
These two people they went to Fiji.
Fiji 영어를 둘이 아직 익숙지 못해서
they are not good at English, but people speak English in
Fiji. 통역을 붙이고
so they went along with translators.
이제 그 부부 같이 보냈어요.
So these two couples they went there together with along with the translators.
왕윤 목사는 재혼해서 신혼여행 가는 식으로 붙이고.
Because Youngjun Park got married again, he went there as a honeymoon.
이정도 목사는 둘이 한 1년, 2년간 별거 했었어요.
But Pastor Chung Do Lee, he lived apart with his wife for a long time after departing from the church.
근데 그분들이 이제 두 팀으로 나누어서 일을 하는데.
So they went there and worked in two teams.
야, 막 눈물겨운 거 형제들이.
You know, it was making me tearful.
PG를 다 쓸고 있어.
They are sweeping Fiji.
그 집회만 하라 그러는데.
I just told them to do this, you know, conference.
교육부 관계자들 모아가지고.
But they went to meet this, you know, people
그다음에 교육 관계 교사들께 복음 전하고 학생들께 복음.
Preach the gospel to the teachers and students.
지금 막 놀라운 역사들이 일어나고 있어.
So you can see this amazing work arising from Fiji.
꿈을 꾸는 것 같아.
So I feel like dreaming.
우리가 작년에 약 50만 명 넘는 목회자들이 구원을 받았어요.
Last year, more than 500,000 pastors they received the forgiveness of sin.
이 사람들을 교육해야겠다 생각을 했어요.
So I thought of training them.
그 저들이 미국에서 영어 사이버 신학교를 시작하는데.
So we opened this new theology school, online theology school in the United States.
그 미국은 학교설 굉장히 어려운데 금방 저들이 인가를 얻었어요.
But in the U.S., having our school registered, it's not easy, but we got our registration very
그
quick.
현재 그 목회자 거듭난 목 우리 복음을 구원받는 목회 정식으로 전달 법을 가르치겠다.
So officially we're going to teach our pastors how to witness the gospel and preach the gospel.
우리가 상상하지 못할 많은 사람들 왔어요.
You know, think people the number that we had never imagined that number of people came.
죄송합니다. 제가 나이 들어서 숫자 감각이
I'm sorry. I'm not really good at number.
7,300명. 7,300명 신입생이 들어왔어.
So we have 7,300 newly you know registered people.
역사적으로 세계에서 제일 큰 학교 같아.
I think in Christian history, this would be one of the biggest, you know, Christian theology school in the world.
그 7,300명 아마 좀 더 이제 한 뭐 또 8,000명 가까이 될 것 같은데.
I think sooner or later we'll have more than 8,000 people, you know, getting enrolled in our school.
제가 한 만 명 정도 안 들어오겠나 생각을 했는데.
So we're expecting maybe around 10,000 people would get enrolled.
거의 만 명이 육박하는.
So it's almost 10,000 people getting enrolled.
매일 밤에 자면서 꿈을 꿔요.
And every evening I would have a dream.
그 8,000명의 목사가
no, that 8,000 pastors.
매년 두 번씩 나오니까
no, we recruit them two times a year.
적어도 만, 저 뭐야, 15,000명? 15,000명.
Maybe 15,000 people.
1년에 15,000씩 거듭난 목회자가 나온다.
So every year we would have 15,000 pastors who have newly received salvation.
미국에 50개 주인데 한 주에 100명씩이면 5,000명이만 되는데.
You know, we have about 50 states in the United States and if we have 100 people assigned every state, we have about 5,000 people. 미국에 5,000명의
목사가 매일 복음을 전한다.
So every year 5,000 people they preach the gospel in the United States alone.
꿈을 꾸는 것 같아요.
No, that's like dreaming to me.
꿈을 꾸는 것
I feel like dreaming whenever I think about this.
박옥수 목사가 선교학교 시작할 때 76년도에 시작했는데
And Pastor Oksu Park started missionary school in 1976.
다 웃었어요.
But everyone laughed at me.
지금 뭘 할 줄 안다고.
So what does he know how to do it?
다 시들하게 생겼어요.
Everybody looked down on me.
그럴 만한 누가 봐도 내가 신학교 시작한다. 진짜 웃기는 이야기.
So me starting missionary school, I think everybody would think about it like that.
문제는 하나님이 우리 하는 일에 함께하고 있는.
But the problem is God was with us when we were working and doing this.
저는 정말 자주 하나님 앞에 울어요.
And I cry before the Lord many times.
하나님 어떻게 하나님 이렇게 하십니까?
Lord, how could you work like this?
예를 들어서 그 많은 사람들이
For example, this many people,
이제 전 세계에서 복음을 전하기 시작한다.
If they start to preach the gospel all around the world,
꿈 같더래.
That's like a dream to me.
요즘 이제 우리가 저 청소년들 캠프를 많이 하는데
These days we organize a lot of youth camps.
이제 저희들은 완전히 온라인 왕국이 됐어요.
And we have become this kingdom of online stuff.
비행기표 안 사도 되고
We don't have to buy flight tickets.
그 나라 뭐까지 여행 안 해도 밥값만
해도 all the way down to the country or pay for the
그리고
food there.
저 아까 석수환이 이제 간증한 것처럼 믿음 없어도 가지고
And as you heard, you know, Brother Saksuan giving his testimony
그까지 안 가고 여기서
no faith,
온라인으로 하는데
Without having to go there, you were doing it online here.
저희들이 청소년 모임을 하는데 몇만 명씩 모이죠.
So as we organize this youth meeting, we have tens of thousands of students gathering.
그 구원받은 학생들이
So those students who have received forgiveness of sin,
자기 교회 목사님 찾아가서
they'll visit their pastors.
이런 신학교가 있습니다.
They will tell him, you know, we have this kind of theology school. If you could join them, it would be nice.
이제 그런 일들을 하는데
so as they do this kind of work,
제가 상상할 수 없던 일들이 일어나요.
This is something I'd never imagined before.
1년 전에
about a year ago
우리는 이런 일이 날 줄 상상도 못 했어요.
We'd never imagined that we would be doing this kind of stuff.
1년 전 오늘 저는 미국에 있었어요.
You know, last year around this time of the year I was in
the States. CLF 준비하러 갔어요.
I was there for the preparation of the CLF.
미국에서 코로나 때문에 한국인 입국 금지할 거라는 그런 정보를 들었어요.
Back then we had this you know rumor that you know United States may ban Koreans from coming
강사인데,
because of the coronavirus. And I was the main speaker of CLF.
내가 좀 일찍 들어가야겠다.
So I thought I should go there earlier than we had planned.
2주 전에 들어갔어요.
So I went there two weeks earlier.
첫 번째 주는 미국에는 목회자들하고 같이 교류하면서 신앙 교제를 했어요.
First week I spent time with our ministers in our church and we had a spiritual exchange.
아들이 아버지 미국 몇몇 도시 좀 방문합시다.
And my son told me, Father, why don't you visit you know, some citizen you know, in the United States? Oh, that's good.
아틀란타를 갔고,
went to Atlanta,
워싱턴을 갔고,
Washington,
필라델피아.
Philadelphia.
수많은 목회자들이 내가 왔더니가 막 모여들었어.
So many pastors they came because I was there.
아침에 저녁까지 계속 복음이었어.
From starting from the morning until late in the evening, we preached the gospel and shared the gospel.
참 많은 분들이 우리 도우려고 CLF 사람 보내주겠다 약속을 해.
Many people they promised to send us people for CLF to help us.
워싱턴 가서 다음에 이제 필라델피아에 갔는데.
We went to Washington and then we went to Philadelphia.
그날도 막 저녁도 계속
There are two until late in the night. We share the word with the
pastors,
by the counseling, preach the gospel.
박옥수 목사 유명해졌다는 생각이 드는 거예요.
So I think Pastor Oak Park became kind of famous, right?
어느 도시에 내가 왔다는 소식이면 목회자 다 모여드는 거예요.
Whatever I go, when they hear that I came there, then pastors they would come together to see me.
깜짝 놀라는 거예요.
And when they hear from us, they are so surprised.
한 분은 거기 이제 목사님 한 분을 만났는데
Once I met a pastor there.
새언약 교회라는 교회를 가지고 있대.
The name of his church was New Covenant Church.
내가 물어봤어요.
I asked him.
그 New Covenant 뜻이 뭔지 아느냐?
Pastor, do you know the meaning of New Covenant?
목사님.
He smiled at me.
그냥 이름을 지었다 하더라고.
He said he just named his church like that.
예레미야 31장 31절을 읽었죠.
I talked about Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
내가 이스라엘과 유다 집에 새 언약을 세우리라.
Said the Lord, I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of
언약,
Judah.
그들이 열조 손잡고 애굽 인도에 내 날 세운 것 같지 아니할 것은.
This covenant is not like the covenant that I made with their fathers when they came out of the land of Egypt.
내가 그들을 나면 그들은 내 언약을 파하였습니다.
For they have broken my covenant that I made with them.
첫 번째 언약은 십계명 율법이었어요.
The first covenant was the Ten Commandments.
그 언약 다 어겼기 때문에.
They broke it all.
그 율법으로 재판하면 전부 다 저주를 받아.
If they were to be judged by the law, they have to be dead. They have to be
finished. 하나님 우리 인간을 사랑해서
But God loves us so much.
그 율법을 통해서 은혜를 구원을 받아서 한 명도 없기 때문에
Because no one can be saved or receive grace through the law.
구원을 받아 새 언약을 세웠어요.
He established this new covenant to save us.
예수님 계실 때 사마리아 여자가 있는데
When Jesus was around there was a Samaritan woman.
가늠한 여자가 있는데
There was this woman taken by the adultery.
그 가늠한 여자 가늠하다 잡혔어요.
She was taken in the act of adultery.
모세 율법으로 재판하니까
When she was judged by the law of Moses.
돌에 맞아 죽어야
She was supposed to be stoned to death.
사형이에요.
So it was death punishment. There was no way to avoid it.
심판하니까
But when she was judged by the new covenant.
새 언약의 판결은 뭐로 나왔느냐면
The judgment of the new covenant was
예레미야 31장 34절
Jeremiah 31 verse 34
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고 그 죄를 다시는 기억지 아니하리라.
I'll forgive their iniquity. I'll remember their sin no more.
그 법으로 재판에 가늠한 여자가 무죄가 돼.
So when she was judged by that law, she was declared not guilty.
그 새 언약인데.
So this is the new covenant.
그 이름을 그 New Covenant Church라고 만들고.
So he named this church New Covenant.
근데 이제 그 뭐야? 자기 그 모르더라고요.
He didn't know the meaning of new covenant.
너무 감격스러워.
He was so touched.
우리 새 언약의 일꾼들이다.
Yes, you are the workers of the new covenant.
근데 우리가 이런 일들을 하면서 하나님 하는 어떤 일을 하다가 아, 이 하나님이 하셨구나.
So as we do this kind of work, you can see, oh, this is God doing it.
이제 그런 것들 내가 미련한데도 그 마음에 느껴지는 거예요.
Although I'm so foolish, but I can feel that within His heart.
우리가 작년에 대전도 집회를 했고,
Last year we organized Bible
물론
seminar,
온라인으로 했지만,
although we did it online,
전 세계 수많은 우리 말씀 죄 사함 받고,
so many people around the world they heard the sermon and they received forgiveness of sin.
이런 꿈 같은 그 CTN 방송을 나가게 되고,
you know, our programs were televised on CTN. It was like a dream.
CTN 방송 책임자가 저하고 인터뷰를 했어요.
You know, the person in charge of CTN broadcasting station he had an interview with me.
제가 원래 30분짜리 인터뷰인데
I was supposed to have just 30 minutes long interview.
1시간을 했어요. 할 일이 많아.
For an hour.
그 안 저 진행자 아무 소리 그냥 듣길래 계속했죠.
The interviewer he didn't say anything. He just heard me. Right,
내 30분 한 거 알았는데.
I knew that I told the interviewer 30 minutes. But as I talked on, I took one hour.
그분이 그걸 두 차례로 나눠서 다 방송해 줬더라고.
But they televised it in two different episodes.
그분이 제3책을 딱 앞에 들고 와서 펴고 있어. 영어로.
He showed me the book of the books, The Secret of Forgiveness of Sin and Being Born Again.
스크린 앞에 들고 있으면서.
He showed me on the screen and said,
나 오래전에 예수님을 영접했습니다.
Long time ago, I accepted Jesus as my savior.
이번 이 책을 보고.
But this time around, as I read this book, I received forgiveness of sin.
너무 감격스러워.
So he was so touched.
그분이 저를 좀 소개하는 글을 뭐 필요한 그 좀 제가 인터뷰를 준비를 해야 하는데.
So he had to prepare some, you know, text about me.
내가 쓴 책에서만 한 건 보여달라.
So he asked one of our missionaries to send him
미국에서 제3 책을 줬어요.
So in our church in the state, they gave him the
그분이 그 책을 깜짝 놀란 거예요.
But when he read it, he was so surprised.
한 번에 두 번 읽었다.
He said he read it two times through.
그 책을 제3 봤다.
But after having read it, he received forgiveness of sin. And he was so happy.
그 이야기 들을 때 막 제 가슴이 뜨거운 거예요.
So when I heard that, I was really, you know, I was so enthusiastic.
우리 같은 인간이
through people like us.
아무것도 아니라도.
You know, we are nothing.
오늘 석수만 이제 피아노 잘 치는데.
You know, today brother 석수만 he played so well.
여러분 어떤 사람 굉장히 비싼 우리 피아노도 싼 거 아닙니다. 저 그렇죠.
You know, our piano is not that cheap. I think it's pretty good.
처음 비싼 피아노 가지고 도레도 하는데.
You know, there are people who play it with good piano budget. They just play do-re-do-re-do-re.
석수만 형제는 고물 피아노 올라가면은.
You know, our brother 석수만, if he plays with bad piano still.
피아노를 하도 두드려 정신이 바짝 들더라고.
He's been beating the piano so much that the piano would get back to his mind.
정신이 쳐서 들어 피아노 노래를 부르니까 너무 좋은 거야.
He'll make good sounds out of it. It is so nice.
똑같은 사람이라도.
Play the same person.
누구 손에 잡히느냐고 문제인데.
Depending on by whose hand he's found.
어느 날 베드로가 예수님 손에 잡힌 거야.
It's like Peter found himself in the hand of Jesus.
저는 그 장면을 봤어요.
I saw that scene.
베드로가 예수님의 손에 잡힌다.
So Peter was held by the hand of Jesus.
고기 잡는 어부가 갈릴리 바다에서 고기를 잡는데.
These fishers were catching fishes in the Sea of Galilee.
그날 예수님 베드로를 만났어요.
But that day Jesus met Peter.
고기를 못 잡았어요.
He couldn't catch a single fish.
깊은데 그물을 내리라.
Jesus said, "Throw your net into the deep."
고기를 잔뜩 잡았어요.
And he caught a lot of fishes.
나를 따라와라.
Follow me.
사람 난 어부가 돼.
Now make you fishers of men.
이 베드로는 고기잡이인데
This Peter was a fisher.
자기가 예수님의 고기로 잡힌 거예요.
But he got caught as a fish of Jesus.
이 베드로는 예수님의 그물 안에 들었어요.
So he found himself in the net of Jesus.
그래서 베드로가 죽어가고
So Peter was dying.
예수님이 그 안에 살아가고 있는
But
거예요.
But Jesus was reviving in him.
이런 것에 너무 감격스러워.
So when I say this is so touching and
그냥 우리 세상에 일어난 사물이 보이는데
So we can see our life like this.
딱 눈에 띄는 게 뭐냐면
There's something that stands out there.
아, 이건 하나님이 하신
No, this one it's God doing it.
제가 그걸 인하여 감사하는
Now, at this stage I can see that I'm so grateful about it.
인간이 한 게 아니야.
But this is not God doing it.
아, 이 사람 하나님이 잡고 있네.
But God is holding him.
이 사람이 자기가 다 그물에서 다 죽잖아요.
You know, if he get caught in the net he will die, right?
베드로가 죽고
So Peter is dying off now, as he's in the net.
이제 예수님이 그 안에 살아 움직이는 모양들을
이야기함. This is what he talks about.
그 죽어가는 과정들이 성경에 너무 섬세하게.
So this is procedure of him dying is well written in the Bible.
형제 하나가 복음 전을 갔다 해외 선교를 갔다가.
When brother went abroad as a missionary to preach the gospel.
그 나라가 너무 기독교 반대가 설 자리가 없어서.
Because the country was so much against the Christianity.
전도 그만하고 싶다고.
He said he wanted to stop, you know, witnessing the gospel there.
불렀어요.
I called him.
그래라.
Okay, you can do as you wish.
그러니까 내가 몇 가지 이야기를 하자.
But just let me tell you certain things.
이야기를 그런 이야기를 했어요.
I talked about this.
저희들 그 굿뉴스코에 최현정이라는 여학생 있는데.
In our Goodnewsco program, there's a student named 현정 Choi.
현정이 어머니가 처녀 때 무슨 사고로 시력을 다 잃었.
A mother of Hyunjung Choi, she lost her sight when she was, you know, before getting married because she had an accident.
갑자기 앞눈이 전혀 보이지 않고.
All of a sudden, she couldn't see anything.
젊은 아가씨 얼마나 고통스러워.
She was a young lady, but she was going through so much hardship.
몇 번 죽으려고 했다.
She attempted suicide many times.
전부 떠도면 모르는데 차라리보다 하루 갑자기 앞이 캄캄했을 때.
If she was born blind, it wouldn't be that much, you know, problem. But
그
she was born
blind
했어. All of a sudden, and she couldn't express her heart.
죽는 게 쉽지 않아서.
It was not easy to kill herself.
살기로 하고.
So she made up her heart to leave.
이제 그 맹아 학교는 안 돼. 저 안 못 보는 시각장애 학교가 있다 그래요.
So there, she you heard that there was a school for blind people.
그곳에 공부를 했어요.
And there she went to study.
이제 앞 못 보고 길 걸어가는 것.
She learned how to, you know, walk without being able to, you know, see and living their life, reading the blind books.
이제 그걸 한숨을 쉬면서 그 공부를 해야 했어요.
And she was, you know, giving out her deep sigh, and she was studying all that one by one.
근데 거기서 한 남자를 만났어요.
But there she met one man.
학교에서.
In the school.
자연히 처지와 같으니까.
And because they were found in the same situation.
미안한 마음이 있고.
They're trying to comfort one another.
마음이 생겼어요.
They have this heart. They had this heart to love one another.
어느 누구도 자기를 이해해 주지 못하는데.
No one else could understand her.
그 남자는 자기를 이해해 주는 거예요.
But that man understood her.
자기 사정을
exactly
아는 거예요.
Because he knew her situation.
둘이서 너무 뜨겁게 사랑을 했어요.
They had so this. They had this passionate love for one another,
했어요.
And they got married.
결혼하고. 현정이가 태어났어요.
After getting married, they got 현정 as their child.
근데 현정이 태어날 쯤에 이상하게 그 부부 사이 큰 갈등이 일어나면서.
But on the time they gave birth to 현정, they got this big, you know, problem between conflict between the couple.
여러분 앞을 못 보는 분들이.
Those who cannot see, those who lost their sight.
의심이 생기면.
When they get a doubt.
그게 너무 큰 고통이 돼.
That's a big suffering.
눈 떠나고 가서 확인해 보면 되고.
Those who can see, they can go and check.
알아보면
right?
되고.
And they can try to know.
물어보면
ask others,
되는데.
You know, people ask others.
앞을 못 보고 그게 안 되는.
But those who cannot see, they can actually do that.
그렇기 때문에 어떤 부부 사이 불신이 생겼다. 그건 너무 큰 고통이.
So when this distrust comes in a couple, then that'll cause big trouble.
아무리 머릿속에 상상해 상상이지.
So they try to imagine it in their mind, but this is just an imagination.
뭐 어떻게 알아볼 길도 없고 알 길도 없고.
But they have no way to figure it out to see whether it's true or not.
현정이 태어날 처음에.
At a time when 현정 was born.
이제 이혼을 해야 했나.
They broke up. They got divorced.
저는 현정이 엄마가 얼마나 가슴이 아팠을까.
It has been such heartbreaking thing for 현정's mother.
이제 그 마사지 하는 걸 배웠어.
She learned how to do massage.
학교에서 배워서.
She learned it in the school.
호텔에서 이제 손님들 마사지 해주는.
The hotel she did massage for the, you know, clients.
자기가 앞을 못 보는데 철없는 어린 아기를 키우나 너무 불가능.
But as a blind raising a little girl, you know, girl, it's so hard for her.
그래서 현정이 엄마가 현정의 친척들 집에 데려가서.
So 현정 brought, 현정's mom brought her to her relative's house.
사정을 하면 돈을 주고.
And pleaded them and gave them 맡겼어요. The money and committed that 현정 in their house.
친척들이 그 뭐 아기도 그렇고 앞 못 보는 분도 그러니까 별로 잘해주지 못한 것 같아.
Because they didn't take that seriously, so they didn't treat her so well.
현정이가 이제 이 집 저 집 이제 옮겨 다니다가 보니까
so as Hyunjung moved around from this house to that house,
나이가 들면서 자기 신세를 안 가요.
As she grew older, she knew what kind of situation she was in.
그 모든 게 엄마 때문이야.
And this is all because of my mother.
왜 엄마는 나를 낳았어?
Why did you give birth to me?
키우지도 못하고.
You couldn't even raise me properly.
차라리 죽여버리든지.
You should have killed me earlier.
차라리 말이지. 고아원에 갖다 주지.
You should have rather abandoned me in the orphanage.
왜 나를 키웠느냐?
Why did you raise me?
그게 대한 엄마에 대한 막 분한 난 엄마 때문이야.
So she had this hatred and wrath against her mother.
왜 날 낳았어?
Why did you give birth to me?
나 참 죽이지.
You should have killed me.
고아원에 갖다 넣지.
Otherwise you could have put me in the orphanage. Why did you make me suffer like this? You know, why did you make me get mistreated like this?
그런 불안한 마음, 막 불편한 마음.
So this unstable heart, you know, began to rise in her heart.
엄마한테 돈 끌어내서
and she would ask for money,
술 마시고
and she would go drink alcohol and live prodigal life.
어렵게 살아.
And that's how difficultly she lived.
내가 현정이를 봤을 때
so when I saw her, 현정
이제 막 꽃다케 피어나는 여학생인데
she was a girl student who was about to bloom.
돈이 없어서 밥이 없어서 옷이 없어 슬픈 것 말고
not being sad because she had no money or no clothes.
소망이 없어서 방황하는 그 모양 너무 불쌍하다.
When I saw how she was wondering because she had no hope and she was hopeless, it was so and heartbreaking.
그야 탄자니아에 단기 선교사 지원을 했어.
And she applied for, you know, Good News Corps in Tanzania.
탄자니아 갔을 때
when she went to Tanzania,
자기 외국 가면 좀 환경 좀 달라질 줄 알았어.
She thought things would change if she goes abroad.
근데 뭐 엄마 때문에 불평하고 원망하고 불평하니까.
But she had this complaint and murmuring against her mother.
그래서 다른 사람 잘 섞이지 않고 불평하고 그러니까 다 돌리는 거야.
She couldn't get, she couldn't hang out with other people there in Tanzania too, so she was always complaining.
그래서 늘 거기서 고통.
So she suffered there too.
어느 날 현정이가 한국 돌아와야겠다. 있습니다.
One day, Hyunjung made up her heart. I have to go back to Korea.
난 외국 가면 좀 형편 달라 좋아질 줄 알았는데.
I thought things would change if I go abroad, but
쉽게 외국 안 가도 집에서 마음 바꾸면 괜찮은데.
Even at home, if you change your heart, then that's going to be easy.
마음 바꾸는 걸 모르잖아요.
You don't know how to change your heart.
우리 교회에서 마음 바꾸는 이거 배우면 굉장히 좋은 거예요.
If you learn to change your heart in our church, that's so nice.
그냥 평범할 때 모르지만.
When you're just living ordinary,
내 공부할 때 어려울 때 마음 바꾸는 배우면 너무 좋은 거예요.
When you feel empty, when you find difficulties in your life, if you change your heart, it's so nice.
여러분 혹시 여러분 저 뭡니까 그 뭐지 히터 가운데서.
You know, among you know heaters.
좀 그거 뭡니까? 겨울에는 히터가 나오고 여름에는 에어컨 나오는 그런 장치 있나요?
There's a machine which works as a heater in the winter and works as air conditioner in the summer. Do you have that kind of machine here, right?
그런 거 있죠.
We have that, right?
그 딱 스위치만 돌리면 찬 바람 나오다 따뜻한 바람 나오잖아요.
If you just switch it on, then you have, you know, it will move from the hot, you know, wind.
그거 없으면 여름에도 따뜻한 바람은 나 골치 아프고.
If you don't have that, even in the summertime, you get, you know,
겨울에 찬 바람은 골치 아프잖아요.
Warm wind.
근데 스위치 딱 올리면 여름에도 시원한 바람 나오고 겨울에도 따뜻한 바람 나오고. 스위치 있듯이.
If you just manipulate it well, even in the winter time, it will give you, you know,
그거 채널을 바꾸는 하도 어렵지 않아요.
I mean, you know, just changing the channel, the label,
그렇죠?
is not difficult, right?
지금은 텔레비전 채널 바꾸는 리모컨도 누르기만 되잖아요.
Changing the channels of the television, you can just put on, you know, you put the buttons on the remote controller, right?
맞아요.
Right?
근데 여러분 채널을 그냥 리모컨 한번 딱 누르면 뭐 채널이 딱 바뀌어지듯이.
You just press on the button of the remote controller, you can change the channel.
리모컨 누르는 굉장히 쉬워요.
You know, pressing button in the remote controller,
그대로 누를 때 바뀌어지도록 하는 과정은 어려워요.
You know, making it possible for you to press the button and change the channel itself, actually, it's very difficult.
맞습니까?
Right?
예, 그냥 막 아무나 누른다고 막 바뀌어지는 게 아니고.
Just pressing on the button can change the channel.
누르면 바뀌어질 수밖에 없도록 돼 있는 거.
Making it possible.
그 과정이 만드는데 그래서 텔레비전 비싼 거죠.
You know, making that happen, that's expensive. That's why television is expensive.
텔레비전 뭐 20원이나 30원 주고 못 사잖아요.
You cannot buy television for 20, you know, 20 cents or 30 cents.
500원 주면 삽니까?
Can you buy the television by 50, paying 50 cents?
안 되죠.
No, not possible.
만 원 주고 삽니까?
Can you buy it with $10?
그런 것 때문에.
No, because of that, that's complicated.
우리 마음도 그래요.
Just like that, it's the same thing in our hearts.
이제 마음을 버튼 하나 누르면 바뀌어지도록 해놨는데, 예수님을 해놨는데.
You know, Jesus made it possible to make a heart to be changed when you just press on the button.
이제 그걸 못 바꾸는 방법을 뭐, 그걸 못 바꾸기 싫은 사람들 고통당하는 거예요.
There are people who don't want to change that. They are the ones suffering.
리모컨을 우리가 기계를 만들어가지고, 바꾸는 게 아니고
you don't have to make the remote control ourselves
다 만들어진 기계를 사가지고
you just buy the machine which is already made. 그
버튼 하나 딱 누르면
just press on the button.
KBS 다시 누르면
you just press it on it again.
MBC 다음에 또 CTN
and CTN
말이 안 됩니까?
Well, does it make no
잘
sense?
모르겠습니다.
I don't know well, but
그러니까 다 만들어 놓은 거 그것만 버튼만 누르면 바뀌게 돼.
So it's already made. You just press on the button and it will change.
자 이제 신앙의 세계가 그런 거예요.
And that's how the world of the spiritual life is.
자 이제 베드로가 예수님 곧 그물에 잡혀 가지고
So Jesus Peter got caught by the net of Jesus.
그물 안에 들어갔어요.
And he was in the net.
죽어가고 있어.
He was dying.
그리고 예수님이 새롭게 살아나는 과정이었어.
But he was reviving as Jesus.
그때 예수님이 십자가에 못 박히신 거예요.
That's when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
예수님 따라가다가 베드로를 따라가서 예수님 세 번 부인했어.
You know, as Peter was following Jesus, he denied Jesus three times.
그것 때문에 이제 베드로는 마음에 고통하기 시작.
Because of that, Peter began to suffer in his heart.
예수님 부활하셨을 때에
when Jesus resurrected,
베드로가 이제 예수님 만나죠.
Peter he met Jesus again.
왜요?
Why?
뭐 만날 있는 방에 돌아서 만난 거예요.
Jesus came into the room where they were and he met Jesus.
전에 같으면 예수님 부활 좋아하고 기뻐하고 막 뛰고 좋아할 건데.
He felt like before he were hugging him and rejoice and be merry.
예수님이 자기 세 번 부인하기 위해서 한쪽에 서 있는 거예요.
Because he had denied Jesus three times, he had kept his head down like this at one point.
현정이가 탄자니아에 가서.
현정 when she went to Tanzania.
늘 불평 엄마 때문에 불평하고 원망하고 막 그랬는데.
She was complaining and murmuring all day long, saying this is because of my mother.
이제 그게 생활 습관 탄자니아가 또 막 불평하고 나 한국 돌아간다고.
And it was her habit. She was always complaining and murmuring, I want to go back to Korea.
가방을 쌌어요.
She packed her things.
현정은 왜 그러니?
So what's up with you, 현정?
아무것도 안 해.
Oh, it's nothing.
야 너는 어려워서 막. 입을 다무니.
Whenever there is a difficult thing, why do you close up your mouth?
네가 얘기를 해야 우리가 너를 위해 도와주려고 하는데 도와주지.
You should tell us what, then we can help you.
내가 너 도와주려고 그래.
I'm trying to help you.
사모님, 저 도와주신다 그랬어요.
Oh, you want to help me?
그래.
Yes.
나 지금 자살하고 싶어요.
I want to get myself killed now.
도와주세요.
Help me.
못 돕지요.
You cannot help me, right?
사람도 거짓말 하지요.
No, you're lying.
자기가 열을 받았어.
So she was so mad.
그래서 막 입에 나오는 막 이야기를 한참 하다 뭐.
So she would just spit out things, whatever she comes up in her mind.
자기 어머니가 안 못 보는 시각장애자는 얘기를 안 했는데 아무도 모르는데.
No, she never told anyone that her mother was a blind man.
얘가 막 화가 나 자기도 모르고 그 이야기를 했어.
Because she was angry, she told them.
사모님 나에도 뭘 안다고.
What do you know about me?
내가 어떤 사람인지 아세요?
You know what kind of person I am?
우리 엄마는 안 못 보는 소경이에요.
My mother is blind.
소경의 딸이 어떤 건 알기나 계세요?
You know what it means to be a daughter of blind man?
자기도 먼저 깜짝 놀랐어. 막 열받아가 이런 이야기하도 그랬어.
Although she spat it out because she was angry, but herself was so surprised.
사모님 둘이 말이 끊어졌어요.
Then they stopped talking with pastor's wife.
현재에도 아차했는데.
And she was kind of surprised too to say that.
이를 이야기도 할 수 없었어요.
And she couldn't say anything.
한참 지났는데 사모님 입을 열었어요.
There was a pause for a while, and pastor's wife opened her mouth.
그리고 입을 열었어요.
And she said,
현정아,
현정,
너 엄마는
your mother,
네 나이 때 한참 꽃처럼 피어났.
At your age, she was blooming like a flower.
시력을 잃었어.
That's when she lost her sight.
갑자기 온 세상이 깜깜해졌어.
The whole world turned dark in her eyes.
깜깜한 거 아무것도 없었어.
She couldn't see anything but the darkness.
그날부터 엄마는 절망 속에 어둠 속에서만 살았어.
From that day on, she must have lived in darkness and deep despair.
그리고 엄마는 너를 낳았어.
And she gave birth to you.
그때 너는 엄마에게 전부고 빛의 전부고 소망의 전부 기대의 전부고 엄마의 전부였었어.
So you're everything of your mother. You're every hope and every, you know, every wish and everything of your mother.
그런 네가 엄마에게 대들고 엄마 때문에라고 소리 지를 때 엄마 마음이 어떤 건지 한번 생각해 본 적이 있니?
And that's how you are to your mother. But imagine you're speaking against your mother. You're cursing and you're standing against your mother. Your mother would have felt when you do that.
현재야.
When Hyunjung heard that, she was very surprised.
너, 난 엄마 때문에.
She was always saying because of my mother.
엄마 왜 날 낳았어?
Why did you give birth to me?
나 할 때 죽여버리지.
You should have killed me when I was born.
키울 자신도 없으면서.
If you didn't have courage to raise me, why did you give birth to me?
그래서 내가 이래 고생해야 하잖아.
It's because of you that I'm going through this kind of suffering.
그리고 막 엄마 돈 무지무지 떠들어가지고 술 마시고 방탕에 살.
And she asked her to give her money, and with that money she will go live a prodigal life, drinking alcohols and leave.
항상 현재인
담당했어요. And that's how she was always confident.
엄마가 잘못했지.
Because it was my mother's fault.
왜 엄마가 앞을 못 보면서?
Why is my mother blind? Why did you give birth?
나 그냥 바로 죽여버리지.
You should have killed me when I was
born. 안 그러면 과원에 갖다 넣지.
Otherwise you could have put me in the orphanage.
네. 사모님 하는 현정아, 너 엄마 마음을 생각해 본 적이?
But then pastor's wife said, told her, "Have you ever thought about your mother's heart?"
한 번도 그런 생각해 본 적이.
She had never thought about her mother's heart before.
엄마한테 당연하게 생각했어.
She found that it was so natural.
난 엄마 때문에 고생했어.
You know, I'm suffering because of my mother.
나머지 난 천대 받았어.
I'm getting mistreated.
저지 딸들은 예뻐하는데, 난 멸시를 받았어. 엄마 때문에야.
Because of my mother.
엄마가 앞을 못 본 것 때문에. 앞을 못 왜 나를 낳았어?
Why are you blind? And why did you give birth to me?
항상 그 생각을.
That's how she was thinking all the time.
사모님 말씀 한 마디 들으면서.
But when she heard what pastor's wife was telling her.
엄마의 마음을 듣기 시작했어.
She came to feel out the heart of her mother.
네가 그랬을 때 엄마 마음이 얼마나 섭섭했을 건지 생각해 본 적이 있나?
Have you ever thought how much your mother would have felt disappointed when you do that, when you say that to her?
현재 그 딸 깜짝 놀랐어.
Then Hyunjung was so surprised.
오늘 얼마나 많은 아이들이 자기 마음만 가지고 엄마한테 대한 사람들이 많아요.
You know, today many children having their own heart, they stand against their parents.
그 말 한마디만 알 수 있는 건.
You can tell what kind of people they are just when you see them speaking.
그때 현정이는 너무 너무 고통스러웠어요.
Then Hyunjung, he went through all this agony and suffering.
내가 엄마 마음을 아프게 했구나.
Also, I hurt my mother's heart.
내가 엄마 가슴을 찢었구나.
So I tore my mother's heart.
내가 엄마한테 못 쓸 짓을 했구나.
I did all the things that I shouldn't have done to my mother.
이제 그리고 며칠 지난 뒤
And then a couple of days later,
현정이 생일이 되었어요.
It was Hyunjung's birthday.
친구들이 군유 스쿨 안 왔으니 돈이 별로 없는데도.
And all the members of the Gunju school who went there with her, they had no money.
케이크를 사가지고.
But they bought little cake for
happy
her.
Happy birthday 하고 노래 불렀어.
And they sang happy birthday for her.
지부장된 목사님이.
And the pastor was the branch manager.
휴대폰을 꺼내서 현정이를 주면서.
He took out his cell phone and gave it to 현정.
현정아.
현정.
오늘 네가 기뻐해. 엄마가 고생해서 기뻐해야 돼.
Now today you should be happy too, but your mother suffered to make you happy too, right?
엄마한테 전화 좀 해라.
So you should call your mother.
그래서 이제 아이들이 다 나 혼자 전화를 걸었어요.
So everyone went out and she called her mother.
전화벨이 따르릉 따르릉 두 번 갔는데.
And the dial was going.
엄마가 나왔어요.
The bell was ringing and her mother answered.
엄마.
Mom.
어 현정이야?
Oh, it's 현정.
그래 잘 있었어?
How are you doing? You are
밥은
doing
잘
well?
먹고?
Are you eating
아픈데
well? Are you okay? Are you doing well?
엄마가 자기 생각 너무 뜨거운 거예요.
So when she thought about heard about her mother saying all this, it was so
무슨 얘기를 해야겠는데.
I should say something to my mom.
엄마 불렀어요.
And she called out the name of she called out mom.
엄마 왜?
And the mom said why?
말이 안 떨어져요.
She couldn't continue on.
다시 엄마.
She said again, mom.
우리 딸 왜 그래?
My loving daughter, why?
엄마.
Mom.
나를 낳아줘서 너무 고마워요.
I'm so thankful for you giving birth to me.
딸 놓고 22년 만에 처음 듣는 소리.
After 22 years of giving birth to our daughter, it was first time her
낳았어?
hearing that. Why did you give birth to me? Why did you give birth to me?
You should have killed me when I was born. You should have sent me to an orphanage.
You didn't have courage to raise me up. You know, why did you do that?
엄마 독살스러운 얘기를 하다.
And she was speaking all this curse against her mother.
22년 만에 처음으로
After 22 years of her birth,
엄마,
she said,
나를 낳아줘서 너무 고마워요.
Mom, thank you for giving birth to me.
엄마가 우느라고 전화를 못 받는
The mother was crying and crying. She couldn't answer.
엄마, 우는 거야.
Mom, are you crying?
울지 마.
Don't cry.
내가 잘못했어.
I'm sorry.
이제 엄마 잘 해줄게.
And I'll be nice to you.
엄마
I'll be nice
기쁘게
to you
해줄게.
Now. I'll try to make you happy from now on.
그 가족들이 너무너무 아름답게 된.
And that family became so beautiful.
너무 신기한 것은.
And what is amazing is.
우리 예수 안에 있을 때.
As we are in Christ.
고기가.
You know the fish.
바다에 막 자유롭게 헤엄치다.
They're swimming, you know, freely in the sea.
그물에 들어오면.
When they come in, when dry, when they swim into the nets.
꼼짝 못하고 죽어가잖아.
They'll get caught and they will die, right?
베드로가 고기를 냄들 잡았는데.
So Peter has been catching fishes until then.
저도 베드로 처음에 못해도 고기 잘 잡거든요.
Although I'm not like Peter, but I'm good at catching fishes, I think.
고기 잡았는데.
So he was catching fishes.
이제 내가 베드로가. 예수님의 거물에 들어왔어.
Now Peter he came into the net of the net of Jesus.
시간이 흘러가면서
As time passed,
베드로가 죽어가고
Peter died away.
그 안에 예수님이 살아나기 시작.
And Jesus began to live in him.
너무 귀한 거예요.
And this is so precious.
박영준 목사가 그렇고
Pastor Youngjun Park
이정도가 그렇고
Pastor 정도 리
장선우가 그렇고
Pastor 선우 장
박옥수가 그렇고
Pastor 옥수 Park
박영주가 그렇고
사실 영주 파크
변하는 거예요.
They're all changing.
옛날에는 바닷물에 헤엄쳤는데.
You know, they were used to swim in the sea before.
예수님의 세계 사람으로 우리가 자라가고 바뀌고 있는 거예요.
But as we're living in the world of Christ, we're growing and we're changing.
베드로는 제가 이야기 여러분 했습니다만
As I said that many times.
마지막 그 예수 십자가에 못 박힐 때
When Jesus was crucified
그날 밤 다 도망 베드로와 요한은 예수 따라갔어요.
That evening when everybody ran away, Peter followed Jesus.
따라갔다가 그 계종한테 두려워서 세 번 예수님을 부인했어요.
He followed Jesus but he was urged by the ravening serpent so he denied Jesus three times.
사단은 베드로에게 강하게 그 부분을 가지고 베드로에게 막 이야기했어요.
So Satan he spoke, you know, strongly about that part to Peter.
네가 예수님을 세 번 부인했어.
No, you denied Jesus three times.
네가 무슨 네가 어? 네가 무슨 사도야?
What kind of apostle are you?
네가 무슨 사도야?
What kind of apostle are you?
예수님 부인했지.
You denied Jesus.
그 마음이 너무 무겁게 와닿아요.
It was pressing down on him so heavily.
베드로는 결심을 해요.
One day Peter he made up his heart.
내가 무슨 예수님의 제자야?
I'm not a disciple of Jesus.
아니야.
I'm not.
난 어부야.
I'm a fisherman.
그래.
Yes.
난 물고기 잡으러 가야겠다.
I'll just go fishing.
마음이 달라졌어요.
So his heart changed.
그래서 난 물고기 잡으러 갈래.
I'll go fishing.
나 이제 이상도 사도 아니야.
I'm no longer an apostle.
예수님 세 번 부인하고 내가 무슨 사도야?
I denied Jesus three times. I'm not a disciple.
물고기
I'm not
잡으러
an apostle.
갔어요.
He went to fish.
그날 밤 한 마리도 못 잡았어.
That evening he couldn't catch a single fish.
날이 셀 때 부활하신 예수님이 와서 바닷가에 서신 거.
In the morning Jesus resurrected came by the sea.
거기가 있느냐?
Did you catch any fish?
없습니다.
None.
거물을 배 오른편에 던지라.
Let down your net to your right.
거물을 배 오른편에 던졌어.
They cast their net to their right.
거기를 너무너무 많이 잡은
And
거예요.
And they caught so many fishes.
보니까 베드로가 예수님인 거예요.
And when you looked at him again, it was Jesus.
막 수영을 해가지고
He swam
예수님 앞에 와보니까
And came before Jesus.
예수님께서 숯불을 피워놓고
And Jesus had already prepared fire.
떡과 고기를 올려놓고
And he put, you know, bread and
아침 식사 준비를 기다리고
So he had prepared the breakfast for them.
같이 식사를 했습니다.
So they had breakfast together.
식사를 마친 뒤에
After the breakfast,
예수님이 베드로에게 물었어요.
Jesus asked Peter,
요한의 아들 시몬아,
Peter, son of Jonas,
네가 이 모든 사람보다 나를 더 사랑하느냐?
Do you love me more than any of these?
베드로는 정말 예수님을 사랑하는 마음을
Peter,
있었어요.
He did love Jesus.
근데 내가 예수 세 번 부인하고
But after denying Jesus
그게 무슨
times,
내가 사도야.
No, I'm not an apostle.
난 큰 죄인이야.
I'm a big sinner.
그런 거예요.
That's how he thought.
예수님이 아무 말씀 안 하셨어요.
Jesus didn't say anything further.
이 모든 사람 나를 더 사랑하느냐.
But he said, do you love me more than these?
예. 베드로 마음에 주를 사랑한 마음이 있어 예 주를 사랑 주께서 아시나이다.
So he had this heart, this love for Jesus. He said, "You know that I love you, Lord."
예수님께서
Then Jesus said,
너 죄고 사해진 거 그런 이야기 안 하셨어.
He didn't say about you know your sin being washed.
너 나를 세 번 부인했지.
Oh, you denied me three
문제
times,
문제 안 돼.
Right?
내가 다 사해. 그 이야기.
I washed you. He didn't say that.
아예 안 했어.
He didn't even mention it.
왜?
Why?
예레미야 31장 34절.
Jeremiah 31 verse 34.
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고
I'll forgive their iniquity.
다신 그 죄를 기억지 아니하리.
I'll remember their sin no more.
성경에 하나님 우리 죄를 기억지 않으신다.
God says in the Bible that he doesn't remember.
사실 기억지 않으신.
He washed it and he doesn't remember that anymore.
그래 베드로가 자기가 기억하고 있지.
So Peter he remembered that himself.
여러분 죄를 여러분이 기억하지.
No, you remember your sins.
예수님은 기억지 않으신.
But Jesus he doesn't.
Why? 좀 전에 십자에 못 박히실 때.
Because a little earlier he was crucified on the cross.
그때 우리 모든 죄가 해결이 됐다.
And that's when our sins were all washed.
이제 베드로에게 전혀 다른 세계가 열리는 거예요.
Now this new world opened up before Peter.
예수님은 베드로에게 말씀하셨어요.
Jesus said to Peter,
내 양을 치라.
You know, herd my sheep.
내 양을 먹이라.
Or feed my sheep.
베드로를 목자로 세우신 거예요.
So God chose Peter as shepherd.
놀라웠어요.
This was amazing.
그때 베드로는 생각해요.
Then Peter thought,
십자가에 못 박히시면서
as Jesus was crucified,
내가 모든 죄가 씻어졌고
all my sins are forgiven.
예수님 부인한 그 죄도 씻어진 것이고
even my sin of denying him was also washed.
지금 내 안에 그 예수님이
now that Jesus in me,
전에 베드로가 아닌
he was no longer like before.
자기 문제 자기 죄 예수님 다 처리해 주시고
he was no longer Peter before but Jesus
새로운
taking care of all the problems.
베드로가 돼서 이제 발을 내딛는 모양이 보이는
so he became new Peter, so he was taking this step forward one by one.
사람들이 살다 보면 인간이 연약하기 때문에
so as people live because they have weaknesses.
우리가 때때로 주님을 섭섭하게 할 때 있고
from time to time we disappoint Jesus.
잘못할 때 있고
sometimes we commit errors.
또 범죄할 때 있고
sometimes we commit crimes.
그렇지 않는 사람 누가 있겠어?
There's no one who does not do that.
근데 예수님 우리 그걸 아시면서
but Jesus he's aware.
그것이 하나님 앞으로 나아가는 길을 못 막고
But that cannot block our path to God.
그것이 나를 죄인으로 해서 멸망하도록 못하고
That cannot make me get destroyed.
이제 거기서 벗어나서 예수님에 대한 새로운 삶을 만들어가는 거예요.
So as we break free from that, we are making this new life through Jesus.
사실 예수님 부활하셨을 때까지
When Jesus was born, when Jesus was resurrected,
제자들이 있는 방 안에 예수님 오셨을 때
When the room where disciples had gathered, Jesus
다른 때가
came
또 막 베드로가 뛰어나서 예수님 사셨다, 예수님 고맙다 막 그런 멋질 줄로 춤을 추어야 하는데
If you were like before, Peter would have jumped out first and say, Oh, Jesus, you're living, you're alive, and he would have
자, 예수님을 세 번 부인한 그 죄악이
But the sin of denying
베드로 마음에 힘을
time,
다 빼앗았고 기쁨 다 뺏고
and took out the joy,
부끄러움과
and gave him shy,
고통만 가득 차게
and gave him sufferings and pains in his heart.
근데 베드로는 모르고 있었어요.
But Peter he was not aware.
예수님이 베드로 네가 왜 나를 세 번 부인했냐 한 번도 말하지 않았어.
Jesus never said to Peter, why did you deny me three times?
왜?
Why?
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고
Because I'll forgive their iniquity.
다시는 그 죄를 기억지 않아.
I will remember their sin no more.
예수님 베드로 그 아무 문제가 안
Yes, to Jesus that didn't matter at all.
예수 믿는 믿음으로 달려가면.
So having faith in him when he runs.
사탄은 오늘도 여러분이 이런 말 많이 하십.
This is what Satan will tell us even today.
네가 무슨 전도자야?
Now, what kind of preacher
are you? 네 구원받은 그래.
Are you saved Christian?
너 육으로 흘러가잖아.
You're going fleshly life.
너 세상적이잖아.
We're worldly, you know.
욕망이 많잖아.
You have so much desire in you.
이야기들.
He will tell us all these things.
종종 형제들이 저한테 전화해요.
From time to time, some brothers they would call me.
목사님 제가 부끄러운 게 하나 있습니다.
Pastor, I have a shame.
뭐냐고?
What is it?
이야기를 해요.
And he will tell me what happened.
그게 뭐가 부끄러운 거냐?
What are you ashamed of?
당연히 그런 사람 아니었느냐?
No, that's the kind of person you are, right?
그래서 예수님 십자가에 못 박혀 죽었어요.
That is why Jesus died for you on the cross.
예수 그저 기억지도 않은데.
He doesn't even remember your sin.
형제 기억하고 예수님 얘기하면.
But if you remember that sin, if you
예수 골치 아프다 할 거라.
He'll say, "Oh, you are making me happy."
너 그런 줄 알아.
I knew that
그
you were like that.
그 십자에서 다 죄가 됐는데. 그래 그 이야기가 안 됐거든. 아멘.
Amen.
아멘.
Amen.
예수 우리 온전케 했어요.
Jesus made us perfect.
놀라운 건
What is amazing is
우리 거룩하게 했어요.
So he made us holy.
그때부터 베드로는
So from then on Peter
전에 많은 속에 어둠, 거짓된 거, 부끄러운 거 다 씻어버렸어요.
Before then the deceit and darkness which was in him were all washed away.
십자가 흘리신 예수님의 피로 말미암아
Through the blood of Jesus which was shed on the cross.
그래서 벗어났어요.
And he broke free from
이제는
that.
그 허물에 매이지 않는
Now he is no longer bound by those blemishes.
이제 베드로가 오순절날 딱 섰을 때,
the day of the Pentecost, he was standing.
베드로가 그 자기가 예수 세 번 부인한 그런 생각만 계속했던 감히 말을 못한.
He just thought of him denying Jesus. He couldn't say that before other people.
그제도 십자가에서 해결.
Even that sin was also taken care of on the cross.
이제 나하고 상관없어.
But that doesn't have to do with me.
난 예수님과 상관 있는 사람.
No, now I'm.
예수님 내 안에 살아 계시.
He lives in me.
나도 작은 예수님이야.
I'm little Jesus.
예수님 내 속에 살아 역사하시는 거야.
He lives in me.
너무 놀라웠어.
It was so amazing.
성전 올라가다가 앉은 매일 만났어.
On his way to the temple, he met the lame man.
저는 안 그랬어요.
He wasn't like that before.
아니면 돈 달라고 구걸하면.
He was begging for money.
넣을 때 배도 돈 없기 때문에.
Maybe then because Peter had no money.
못 본 적 거기 피하고.
He would pretend he didn't see him. He would just walk past.
그날은 달랐어요.
But that day he was different.
안전미야, 나를 쳐다봐라.
He said, "Look up on me."
안전미야, 돈 동전 주고 그런데 뭐 얼마 주를 쳐다보라냐? 수표 줄라 하나?
The layman was curious to know what is he going to give me? Is he going to give me check or something?
쳐다봤어.
He looked on him.
자, 놀라운 것은.
What is amazing is.
베드로는 여전히 아무 돈 없고.
Peter, he still had no money.
그저 연약.
He was still lacking and weak.
그러나 베드로 안에 있는 예수님은.
But Jesus was in Peter.
연약하지 않습니다.
He was not weak.
부족하지도 않고.
He was not lacking.
능력이 많고.
He was powerful.
살아 있으시고.
He had love.
하나님 기뻐하신 하나님 사람.
He was the pleased one of God.
여러분 우리 예수님으로 말미암아.
So through that Jesus.
우리 능력 있는 사람.
We are powerful people.
거룩한 사람.
We are holy people.
하나님 기뻐하게 한 사람.
We are the one who God is pleased of.
똑같은 일을 할 수 있도록.
So we can do the same work in Jesus.
물고기가 죽고 you know, 새로운 fish, 사람이 되듯이.
Just like the fish dies and becomes a new person.
베드로는 이상 더 옛날 베드로가.
Peter no longer he was the Peter of before.
자기 자신에 매여 가지고.
He was bound by himself.
자기는 그리스도와 함께 죽었고.
He died with Jesus.
이거 안에 예수님이 사시기 때문에.
Now because Jesus lives in him.
베드로 마음에 한없는 기쁨과 감사, 담대함이 있습니다.
So in Peter he had this boldness and joy in him.
은과 금은 내게 없거니와.
Silver and gold I have none.
내게 넌 내게 주노니.
I give you what I have.
곧 나사렛 예수 이름을 걸어라.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk.
이제 예수님의 이름 너 거야.
Now the name of Jesus is all yours.
내가 그 이름으로 해봐.
So do it with the name of Jesus.
이름으로 하면 되지만.
Don't do it with your own name.
내 이름으로 하면 돼.
But do it in His name.
맞죠.
Right?
네, 맞습니다.
That's right.
너무 놀랍습니다.
This is so amazing.
제 군대에서 월남 차출을 받았는데.
When I was in the military, I got chosen as one of the people who were supposed to be, you know, attached to Vietnam.
소장인데 신고를 했습니다.
And I reported it.
충사.
Salute.
월남 명을 받았습니다.
I'm chosen to go to the Vietnam as for the war.
우리 부대장님 저를 잘 알잖아요.
You know the captain of my
company. 저와 같이 예배당 지었잖아요.
He knew me well because they built the chapel with us.
너 울란 가나?
So you're going to Vietnam?
예, 명령을 받습니다.
Yes, I'm called to go.
야, 행정 장교.
Hey, you come.
행정 장교.
He called that one of the officers in charge of the administration.
에라.
Or you take him out of the list.
다 올라가 다 됐는데.
You know, everything was arranged for me to go to the.
그래서 행정 장교 빼라.
But you take out his name in the list. He told, commanded the administrative office.
다시 중대 갔어요.
So I came back to the, you know, company.
중대 너 왜 왔어?
Why did you come back?
예, 소장님 원래 안 가지 말했습니다.
The chief of the base told me not to go.
야, 너 소장님과 무슨 관계야?
What's your relationship with it, with the chief of the base?
예, 장교와 사병이 한 겁니다.
It's the relationship between the officer and the, you know, soldier.
그때부터 중대 내 눈치 보느라고
From then on, the captain of the company didn't know what to do with me.
소장하고 친하면서.
Oh, this one, he's close to the chief of the base.
하여튼 군대 재밌었어.
Anyway, it was fun to stay in the military.
하나님이 그렇게 하시나.
And God did it.
훈련 소장님이.
The chief of the base.
저 올라온 가게 다 됐는데.
Everything was arranged for me to go to Vietnam.
통신병은요.
You know, telecommunication soldier.
올라오면서 무지무지하게 죽었어.
They died a lot during Vietnamese war.
특공들이.
You know, the Vietnamese soldiers.
중대장 쏘지 말고.
They wouldn't kill the, you know,
captain
of the platoon. He would kill the telecommunication soldier.
정글에다 무전병 없으면 완전 눈과 귀가 다 막힌 거예요.
Because in the jungle, if you have no telecommunication, you're gonna die. You have no ears and no eyes.
많이 죽었어.
So many of them died.
저도 이제 차출됐는데.
So myself too, I got chosen as one of them.
이제 그 소장 신고 딱 하니까.
And I reported to the chief of the base.
너 월남 가니?
You're going to Vietnam?
예, 월남명을 받았어.
Yes.
행정장교.
Your administrative office.
빼라.
Officer, take out his name off the list.
다시 중대 갔어요.
And I came back to the platoon.
중대 깜짝 너 왜 왔어?
And the captain of the platoon said, "Why did you come back?"
소장님 왔습니다.
The chief of the base told me not to go.
너 소장님 무슨 관계?
What's your relationship with him?
예, 장교와 사병 관계입니다.
It's relationship between the officer and the soldier, you know.
하나님이 내려가니까 빠졌는데 소장이 가도는데 한 소장보다 높아요.
You know, God has hired, you know, captain of the base, and took out my name, and my name was taken out.
그 하나님 내 인생을 잡고 계시네.
And that God is holding my life in His hand.
그 하나님 내 내일을 계획하고 계시네.
And that God is planning my tomorrow.
그 하나님 내게 새 길을 맡기시고.
And that God is planning new paths.
내가 곧 사람 낚는 어부가 되라고 하시네.
And that God is telling me to become a fisher of men.
정확한 것은.
What is it precise?
내가 하는 게 아니고.
It's not me doing it.
하나님 내 안에 살아 있는 걸 봅니다.
But I see God working alive in me.
매일매일
every day
하나님 내 안에 살아 일하는 걸 봅니다.
God works alive in me.
우리가 구원을 받으시면
after receiving salvation
하나님의 사람이 되는 겁니다.
We become people of God.
우리의 모든 것은 하나님의 계획 안에 있습니다.
You know, all of us it's in the plan of God.
그럼 제가 하는 그 하나님 사랑하는 일이고
so my work is to love that God
기뻐하는 일입니다.
And to rejoice with him.
자 이제 우리 좀 알아야 합니다.
So we have to know this.
하나님은 택한 사람들이
we are the chosen people of God.
하나님 우리 당신 일하기 위하여
in order to let us do his
work. 세상을 건져서 씻으시고 거룩하게 하시고
he justified us.
하나님 일할 수 있는 모든 조건을 갖추어 놓은 사람들입니다.
We have all the conditions to work for him.
이제 우리 자신 보지 맙시다.
We shouldn't look upon ourselves anymore.
아멘.
Amen.
예수님 바라봅시다.
Let's look upon Jesus.
예, 예수님 하시면
If Jesus does it,
뭐든지 할 수가 있어.
We can do everything.
예수님 하시면
If Jesus does,
얼마든지 하나님 앞에 영광스러운 일 할 수 있어.
We can do all the glorious work for the Lord.
그 예수님 점점 우리 자신을 뽑아 버리고
And that Jesus will take us
예수님 마음으로 매일매일 바꾸어 갑니다.
He will keep us with his heart what every day.
천정 이제 예쁜 아이들도 낳고
like 현정 Choi, he had
결혼해서
he gave birth to many she gave birth to many children she's married she lives
어머니하고
well.
너무 좋은 관계로
she has good relationship with her mother
어머니도 행복해하고
her mother is happy
현정이도 행복해
현정 is happy too
주님 생에 너무너무 감사한
when I see them serving the Lord I'm so thankful
서로가 마음이 흐를 때
when our heart flows with another
우리가 주님을 알고
when we know Jesus
주님
Lord,
우리를 아시고
if the Lord knows us too
우리의 부족함도 아시고
he knows our weaknesses
연약함도 아시고
he knows our lacking things
우리를 이 복음을 전하게 하시려고
and he wants to preach this gospel through us
볼 때 너무 놀라운 것입니다
and when I see him working through us this is so amazing
2021년이 되었습니다
we are in year 2021
작년 안에 행하신 예수님.
God who worked in the past year.
우리는 정말 이 올해 하실 하나님을 생각하면 너무너무 놀랍습니다.
So when I think about how God will work through us this year, this is so amazing.
각 부서에서 많은 일들을 계획하고 있습니다.
In each department, we are planning to do many things.
하나님 떠나 여러 가지 계획도 있고.
So we have many plans from God.
여러 가지 일도 하려고 합니다.
We are going to do a lot of things.
하나님 너무 감사합니다.
So I'm so thankful for God.
자, 이제 베드로가 예수님 세 번 부인한 그 자기 당연히 자기는 그럴 수밖에 없는 인간인데.
You know, Peter denied Jesus, and he's that kind of person actually.
예수는 그 죄 기억도 안 하시는 거예요.
But Jesus doesn't remember that sin.
왜 다 사셨기
때문에. That's why he washed it all.
진짜 그 죄도 씻어졌는데.
That sin was washed.
베드로 그 죄 속에 빠져서.
But Peter was living in that sin.
오늘 죄의 고통하고 빠져 있는 사람 불쌍한 사람들이.
People have fallen into sin today. They are pitiful people.
우리 모두를 예수님께 죄에서 해방시켜 주셨어.
But Jesus, He freed us all from our sins.
그리고 우리 모두를 하나님의 사람으로, 예수님의 사람으로 만들었습니다.
He made us into the people of God and people of Jesus.
여러분 모두에게
and to all of you,
자세히 보면
if you take a close look at it,
하나님이 일하는 걸 볼 수 있습니다.
You can see God working in your lives.
저도 아무것도 아닌 인간이었는데
although I'm nothing person,
죄산 받고 난 뒤에
but after my salvation,
얼마를 지난 뒤에
after some time,
하나님 나 같은 인간에게 일하시네.
I wondered why would God work through me like this?
나 같은 사람 사랑하시네.
No, God loves such a person like me.
나 같은 역사하시네.
God is working through such a person like me.
너무너무 놀라운 거예요.
This was amazing.
이제 여러분 우리는
Now we are,
여러분 계획에 사는 게 아니고
we are no longer living in our plan.
예수님의 뜻 안에서
we're living in, within the will of Jesus.
이 시대의 베드로가 돼서
we're becoming era, the pure of this era.
귀한 복음을 위해 사는
living, work for the gospel.
하나님의 참된 사람들
we are the true people of God.
우리를 구원하신 주님 찬양하고
Let's praise our Lord who have saved us.
약속을 어기지 않고
He didn't break his promise.
늘 우리 속에 살아 일하는 영광을 돌리고
And he's sincerely working in our lives. Let's glorify him.
올해 또 되실 여러 가지 주님이 하실 일 생각 너무 영광스럽습니다.
This year as well, when I think about how he's going to work through us, this is so
이제 우리 모두 예수님의 고기입니다.
We are all fishes of the Lord.
예수님 그물에 들어가 다 우리 죽었습니다.
We are all in his net and we all die.
예수님의 새 마음으로
with new
예수님으로 산 사람들
We are living with His heart.
예수님으로 말미암아 산다면,
if we live through His heart,
놀라운 하나님의 사람이 될 것입니다.
You will become amazing people of God.
감사합니다.
Thank you.